Spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Entegris rebounds 27.7% into high-range territory as activity pressure stays below zero. The semiconductor materials supplier delivered the third strongest weekly return in its industry group, but volume ran below the 13-week average and the market dynamics read remained negative. Research brief. Entegris closed at $152.01 after a 27.7% weekly gain, its strongest week in the supplied 52-week window, lifting the stock back above its 133.9 trend line. The move puts ENTG in the upper 70.8% of its one-year range, though it remains 18.6% below the 52-week high and trades 40.1% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. ENTG gained 27.7% for the week, versus 10.0% for U.S. semiconductor equipment and materials, and 8.8% for U.S. technology. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with price 13.6% above the trend line, and 42 of the past 52 weeks showing an active trend backdrop. Volume was 14.2 million shares, equal to 0.9 times the 13-week average, so participation did not fully confirm the size of the move. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Relative strength is positive at 17.89, but activity pressure is negative at negative 0.91. 5. Risk remains elevated, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 12.5% versus a 52-week baseline of 9.2%. Price action puts ENTG back above trend, but not near the high. Entegris, a $21.3 billion technology stock in the semiconductor equipment and materials industry, finished the week of 7 August at $152.01, up 27.7%. That move reversed a 5-week slide from late June and restored a clear premium to the 133.9 weekly trend line. The 4-week return is now positive at 4.7%, while the 12-week return stands at 14.3%, and the 52-week return is 108.5%. The rebound leaves the stock in the upper part of its yearly range at 70.8%, but it is still 18.6% below the 52-week high of 186.8%. The valuation distance is also material. ENTG trades 40.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $108.6, which means the recovery now needs continued earnings, sector or flow support to justify the premium. Semiconductor peers rallied, though internal breadth is uneven. The industry context helped. U.S. semiconductor equipment and materials averaged a 10.0% weekly gain, and ENTG ranked third among 27 names for the week. Its 4-week and 12-week ranks were also solid, at 8th and 4th respectively. Across the wider U.S. technology peer set, ENTG ranked 43rd out of 708 stocks for the week, placing it in roughly the 94th percentile. Even so, the group read is not clean. Industry trend breadth is firm at 66.7%, and relative strength breadth is high at 77.8%, but positive market dynamics breadth is just 11.1%. That split says many chip equipment and material stocks are recovering in price, while activity pressure has not broadly caught up. Trend signal is active, but volume confirmation is incomplete. The ShareMaestro trend signal is active after 1 week, and the broader trend record remains constructive, with 42 of the past 52 weeks active. Price is 13.6% above the trend line, giving the weekly setup a positive regime reading after the sharp rebound. Volume is the main qualification. ENTG traded 14.2 million shares in the latest week, below the 13-week average of 15.6 million and only slightly above the 52-week average of 13.7 million. A 27.7% weekly advance on 0.9x short-term volume is still a strong price move, but it falls short of the stronger participation often associated with more durable breakouts. Market dynamics remain mixed despite renewed relative strength. Relative strength improved to a positive 17.89, keeping ENTG ahead of many peers on the latest weekly read. That supports the idea that the rebound is more than just a passive sector bounce, especially given the stock's industry ranking for the week. The offset is activity pressure, which sits at minus 0.901 and has deteriorated from positive readings seen in early July, with the expectancy read classified as undecided at 50.15% and the composite score at 48. The setup is best described as balanced rather than decisive. Momentum is back, but the internal confirmation is not yet aligned. What to watch next? The first level to monitor is the 133.9 trend line. Holding above it would keep the weekly regime constructive, while a quick loss of that level would question whether the latest move was a short covering or event-driven rebound rather than a sustained reset. The next confirmation test is volume and activity pressure. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would show stronger participation in the next move, while a turn in activity pressure back above zero would reduce the current mismatch between strong price action and weak market dynamics. Risk is still high, with 13-week volatility at 12.5%, and sharp gains and sharp losses each accounting for 34.6% of the past 26 weeks. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.